Another day, another high-profile departure from the Trump administration. President Trump fired his Secretary of State Rex Tillerson this morning and has nominated CIA Director Mike Pompeo to replace him. Here's the president talking to reporters about Tillerson before boarding a plane to California.
We disagreed on things. When you look at the Iran deal, I think it's terrible. I guess he thought it was okay. I wanted to either break it or do something, and he felt a little bit differently. So we were not really thinking the same. With Mike Pompeo, we have a very similar thought process. I think it's going to go very well.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman joins us now with more on this. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Jeremy.
So we heard the president there describe disagreements with Tillerson over the Iran nuclear deal, but that is not the only place where the two of them clashed. They had differing views on how to deal with North Korea. And last fall, there was that Washington Post report that Tillerson had called Trump a moron. How rocky has the relationship with the president and Tillerson been?
Well, they certainly don't have that kind of personal chemistry that Trump seems to have with Mike Pompeo, who, you know, regularly briefs the president on intelligence matters. But they did have a lot of different viewpoints on things. I often heard the president quoted or his advisors as quoted as saying Tillerson was too establishment, you know, this sort of establishment Republican foreign policy on Iran. You know, the president wanted to rip up the deal and Tillerson convinced him to go along with this idea of getting the Europeans to work together to fix it or to make some improvements. The Paris climate deal, they disagreed on that. And don't forget things like steel tariffs. That's another area where right. The two men disagreed.
So a lot of policy disagreements. Now, not long after the news came out about Tillerson, Steve Goldstein, who's the Undersecretary of State, said that Tillerson was unaware of the reason behind his dismissal. He said that to the press, and now he's been fired.
That's right. You know, the White House says that Tillerson was told in a phone call when he was off in Africa last week on Friday that he should resign and that he didn't. Undersecretary of State Steve Goldstein today seemed to indicate that Tillerson was blindsided by the move, saying, and this was his quote, that the secretary did not speak to the president this morning and is unaware of the reason for his firing. So now Goldstein is out, too. He was fired shortly a short time ago by the White House after issuing that statement.
Michelle, many of Tillerson's critics in the last year have said that he's dismantling the State Department. He's not filling jobs. There are a lot of open positions around the world. Is that likely to end with him on the way out, or is Pompeo likely to continue what he was doing on that front?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, there are two different things happening. One, there's kind of a sense of people here losing morale, feeling not valued by Secretary Tillerson. You've seen a lot of major departures of people who have been here for, you know, 30 plus years. He's kind of an insular Secretary of State, has a small team around him, and he was cutting the budget. And so you had that sense of morale being low. But then there's another problem of the administration just not filling jobs. So you have people leaving and people not coming in. You know, there were some early on, there were disagreements between Tillerson and the White House over who should be in some of these positions. But, you know, President Trump hasn't been in a rush to fill any of these jobs either. And he once told Fox News that, you know, he's the only one that matters when it comes to foreign policy. So he doesn't seem to put a lot of emphasis on how the State Department is run.
So would Pompeo make any difference when it comes to the potential meeting between President Trump and Kim Jong-un of North Korea?
Well, that's really interesting. You know, I spoke to a former Assistant Secretary of State for Asia, Danny Russell, who said that, you know, the North Koreans understand the job of a spy chief. They respect that. So Pompeo could be seen as kind of a more serious and credible interlocutor in that situation. He points out that the South Koreans sent their spy chief to Pyongyang and to Washington as well. So, you know, the North Koreans really want this meeting. It's been an ambition for them for a long time. As Danny Russell said, it's the dream of three generations of North Korean leaders to have such a meeting. So the shakeup may not derail those talks.
One more thing, Michelle. Trump has chosen the deputy CIA director, Gina Haspel, to lead the CIA, the first woman to do that. What do we know about her?
She's a decorated officer. She served for more than three decades undercover. But this is a controversial pick, Jeremy. She ran a black site prison in Thailand where an Al-Qaeda suspect was repeatedly waterboarded. Human rights groups, and I'm also hearing from senators, are also raising a lot of concerns about that. And some say she's also helped destroy video evidence of that abuse. Hmm. So this could be quite an interesting nomination process, confirmation hearings coming up on that.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman on a very busy day at the State Department. Michelle, thank you.
Thank you.